Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So, when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 257 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are going to pop some bubbles today, some Coppola bubbles, the Prosecco to be exact. Mm-hmm. What's the special occasion, Julie?
Well, it's Valentine's week.
Okay, it is Valentine's week. Oh, we should, it's not even in our rundown, but we should talk about Valentine's.
We should. I wore my little Valentine's
You're always so festy.
Sweatshirt.
Festy.
Yeah, I like that. That's okay. A good abbreviation.
Okay, you're festy.
We're festy.
Heaven forbid I say festive. you're always so festive. Okay, it's funny you say that. So I went to a Galentine's party over the weekend.
Look who's festy now.
Well, but I wasn't festy because I was wearing like a brown pleather jumpsuit.
Okay, that sounds and about like right every, for Galentine.
And everybody that was there had on like a cute little sweater with a heart on it or cute little sweatshirt with cherries and hearts. And I looked at the girls that I went with and I was like, I don't know that I have anything pink in my closet. I have red because of Rangers.
Yeah.
But I don't think I own a piece of pink.
Yeah, I don't feel clothing. Like I've ever seen you in pink.
What if I just came in here one day with like a bow in my hair and like,
oh my God,
a hot like pink sweater? Yes. What if I tell Claire, like, hey, Claire, send me some links.
Please do it.
For the most preppy outfit that you think I could ever wear.
What if we're each other one day? Oh. On speak.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Because like, I don't think I'm super like what you're saying
necessarily.
But like, what if we were just the anti-us and the ultimate?
So what each if other? I dress like you and you dress like me?
Yeah, but like times a million, you know,
exaggerated.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this could be fun.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to do some shopping. But I already have the perfect outfit in mind.
Oh, to be me?
Yeah. I mean, you have a look. You have a style.
Oh gosh, I'm a little scared.
I mean, my style is like homeless yoga class participant.
No, that's not true. You always look put together.
Now I know you're lying. Okay, well, that's a fun little, we'll put that in the tackle box.
Put that in the tackle box. Shake it up.
What do you call it? Like, I don't know. Okay.
Because we did the home
dress. Oh my gosh.
Thing, which was fun when we like spent
which is still hilarious to think that we did that.
It is.
Dress like each
other. Oh my gosh, if you could do it now, holy crap, you would.
Okay, I don't judge. We listen and we don't judge. I don't judge. I almost had an anxiety attack when I saw your Instagram story this morning.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a kitchen.
I don't have a kitchen.
You don't have a dishwasher.
I don't have a kitchen. I don't have a dishwasher. And I have a very neurodivergent boy who explodes a million times a day.
Okay.
It's all
coming together. Or to a head.
Either to way. A head. But the kitchen is the way easier thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Ryder?
We'll have to like make it a thing. Yeah.
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 Okay.
We'll have to make that a thing.
I've waited to let you bring that up because that's your baby.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I probably need a better like, we're still working on our plan, you know? I think when I have my plan in place, which I've got an appointment Monday with a doctor and we're going to hopefully sort it all out because it's not sorted yet at all. So it's still like major swirly brain and major chaos.
Right. Move that microphone a little bit closer so you can see that beautiful Gateway GMC mic fly.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'll make sure. You know, Charles is always watching for the mic fly.
Yes, he is. But it just paired with the kitchen stuff. Yeah. It's like, really, really, God?
Yeah.
But yeah, our kitchen's like, it was the last piece of our house that hasn't been like updated, remodeled.
Right.
And we bought my grandmother's home. So I think she had done some things to it. It's not like it had never been touched up since the 60s, but it hadn't been fully updated in a long time. And so we were just holding on kind of as long as we could. We were going to do it in 2021, and the pool exploded because of that freeze. And everything had to go into the pool, fixing the pool up, because we needed the pool and you can't have a broken pool. But now the kitchen is like fully, no dishwasher. I've been hand washing dishes. The really gross part, which I feel like is gross, but it's like a reality of a lot of people end up having to deal with, is mold. Like, that's what kind of started all this is, I was just very suspicious because of the old kitchen and like just because of certain things. And then of course we have Anna and her asthma and then like, you know, even Ryder's stuff that he's dealing with. I'm like, how much of our environment affects our brain? Probably some of it, a lot of it.
A lot of it.
And I'm looking at my kitchen and I'm like, it needs all these updates. It's bad. Let me just have a guy. I was referred to a guy who checks for this type of thing. He's like an environmental whatever. So he comes over the other day and he has all these tools and he's like looking all around like for mold. Like that's his job. He looks under the sink, which is where I was really suspicious of. Turns out it was just like a few things that, you know, can be wiped down or whatever. He's like, you're good. Not that we hadn't been cleaning it. We had.
Right.
But he's like, this is good here. There is like some moisture in the wall. So that's suspicious. You know, something's going on, but it's not mold. He goes to the other side under the stovetop. And he's like, same thing. There's some moisture in the wall. He's got this cool little beep, 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 beep thing, you know? And he's like, no, but no mold. He's like, I think you're good. And he's like, let me just check. And he takes the dishwasher, pulls the dishwasher out, saturated. It had been leaking and we had no idea.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't leaking out. It was just leaking in and being captured.
Yeah.
Like just stuck there. Like, so we had no clue. And it had been leaking for a while. So,
well, good on you, Mama, for being like, you know what? I'm going to check this out.
Yeah. You know, it's easier not to, but I just was like, this isn't, I don't want to be living in a place that's not healthy and safe for my family. And he was like, well, you were right. He was like, your mom intuition was right. Yeah. There's mold. Like you have mold in your kitchen. I was like, well, great. This guy was amazing. I'll have to give him a shout out. His name's Matt, but I don't know his company or whatever, but, he had somebody in there the next day, like to do the mold remediation. So the next morning, there's a guy with a whole team. They block it off. It looks like you're remodeling. It was like kind of, let's just smash it all down and do it. But they block everything off. They have a fan going. So from Friday all the way through Monday, we had a fan going in our kitchen and like you couldn't really use the kitchen at all. And then they took that all out yesterday. And so, and they fixed it. So it's all gone. And they like put some wood, you know, they boarded it up. So it's all, for now, it's gone. Now, what's going on either side of it in the walls is probably still something. So the good news is it pushed up our kitchen remodel.
Okay.
And we have figured out, like, the one thing holding us back was, like, all the finances and everything. But we did figure out, I think, an option for us. So to do a home improvement loan. So I think it's happening, finally.
Hey, that's exciting.
Yes, yes. So we're actually like starting the planning and have a contractor and my friend, they're both friends, a contractor designer. And we're going to start the process. But it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just chaos.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like, but to, like you said about your kids, I think, you know, depending on, I mean, kids are products of their environment, right? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I think some people would, I mean, some kids would come into my house and be like completely overstimulated by the lack of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the lack of just like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like that it's too sterile. It's too, you know what I mean? It's too.
I felt that way a little bit.
Yeah. And it's so.
But I think Ryder might thrive in your house.
And so I think it just depends on what kind of kids you have. What kind of, well, I mean, it's just like adults though. Like, you know, some of my friends come over and they're like, oh, we got to take the trash out of your bathroom because there's never trash in your bathroom and whatever. And then, but I don't know. I just feel like you have to find kind of what works for you. But your kids, it's like we talked about with you. You weren't there for that interview. The doctor.
Yeah, the pediatrician.
Yes. And he was like, we all say like, you know, how are these kids so different because they're raised by the same people in the same environment? But really, it's not, because when Henry was born, it's different. I'm a different person than when Hattie was
born.
You're
a mom of two.
Yeah, and all that.
I heard it. Anyway, I marked that when I was logging that interview. I was like, that's brilliant.
It really is.
Smart. You don't and think about that.
No, because you say so many times like, oh, well, I've raised them both the same in the same house and the same parents. And why are they so different? Well, I mean, it's because we're different.
Right.
That was a tangent. I really don't know where I was
going. Well, you parent your first completely different than you parent your second. And with Ryder, like everything I'm reading about, everything that he's dealing with is like they need a routine. They need structure. It's really good. Like they need a plan. Like they need to know what's happening.
Henry is very, very similar.
Yeah.
Hattie, not so much. Henry is absolutely plan, structure. He's his room is never dirty.
Yeah.
Like it's Hattie, on the other hand, she's going to skate by with whatever she has to do to get her phone after school, you know?
Right. So, so interesting. Yeah, maybe a kid swap is what we do next, too.
Kid swap.
Okay. I would love to see like how Ryder does in your world.
Okay.
Like it might be really good for him.
Okay.
And I would take whoever.
Just either one.
Hattie and Anna would be dynamite.
Oh my gosh.
I would totally take them. We would have so much fun.
There would be so many TikTok tests done.
We'd have so much fun.
It's not TikTok because Hattie's not on TikTok, but whatever. What's it called? Like Zoomerang or...
Yeah, and Ryder and Henry, like Henry could be really good for him, I think. And I'll take those girls and we'll go crazy. We'll do makeup. We'll play dress up.
All the things.
We'll do videos. Oh, I love this plan.
Okay. We have so many things. We're just going to basically just trade lives.
Yeah.
I'm sure our husbands will totally appreciate this.
Whatever.
Who cares? We had our big debut on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you watched it. How did it look?
So it looked good. My Miss Vicky actually texted me like at 7:05. She was like, I'm watching you on TV on channel 2.4. I don't know who she has. And I was like, Miss Vicky, how on earth did you find this? She was like, well, I was watching. So she came to the house this morning. She was like, well, I was watching Family Feud. And then all of a sudden I hear your voice. And I was like, God bless
we come
you.
On after Family Feud.
Yes. And she was like, it's really good, Emily. I've never listened to your podcast. It's really good. Because we were talking about like Trad Wife and stuff.
Oh,
and
I'm
sure she was like, yes, girl, you go. Anyway, it was super funny. So yeah, that's going to be a regular thing for us.
Yes.
Mondays on... why can I think of the name?
My 27. Yeah.
Which is Fox 4's secondary channel. And so, yeah, we're Monday, 7 o'clock, prime time.
How about
in
that?
The lineup.
After Family Feud.
After Family Feud. So excited. So anyway.
I think a lot of people watch Family Feud. Like, watch those game shows.
I used to love Family Feud.
Yeah.
Like when Richard Dawson was the host. He's too old. You're too young for that. But Richard Dawson was like before even, I forget who was after Richard Dawson. Richard Dawson was the old one.
Uh-huh.
And he would always like be inappropriate with a woman and like try to kiss him.
Oh.
Yeah,
I think I've seen clips of that.
It was kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are different times. Different times.
Yeah. I can't do that anymore.
No.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting for us though.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks to Fox 4 and My 27. We're TV stars now. Mm. Okay. Do we want to talk? We got a lot to talk about today. Just a lot of fun stuff because it's just you and I. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you about the fact that I'm in a book club.
Yes, you do.
I started it.
You started the book club?
I did.
What made you feel like you needed one more thing to
I'll explain that. Let's get the sports shit out of the way first.
Okay.
I feel like it's too bad that Jasmine, our producer, is like chained to her computer because I need a welfare check on Jasmine. I really do. She's not handling Luca well.
She's not. I mean, no one is.
But
did
I
see the
feel
protest?
Like I saw the protest, but I feel like I'm more worried about Jasmine than any Mavericks fan on the planet.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It's changed her whole...
Jazz, we love you.
Changed her whole personality.
Do not move to LA to follow Luca. Do not.
We do need to decide if we can follow him by watching. Like, I can't be a Lakers fan.
Oh. No.
But, like, I want to watch him.
I know.
And honestly, I'm going to watch him whether
so
I want
bad.
Or not because
I mean,
they're showing me the highlights all the time.
I know.
All morning. That's all
but
I
like
saw this morning as I was getting ready.
Bucks. Like, okay, well, I can get behind the Bucks.
Right.
Can't get behind the Lakers? The fuck? Okay. Let's talk some sports because we do have the Super Bowl to talk about.
Yes. Let's do.
Brought to us by our friends at Tylock, which, by the way, reading my book in bed last night.
No glasses. No glasses. No readers. No contacts.
So exciting.
Look at me.
Yes, we both got our eyes all fixed up by our friends over at Tylock George Eye Care. Emily didn't think that it was an option for her because she'd already had LASIK.
Because I'm old.
Because she's old, as she says. I don't think she's old. But there's something for her, and I think that's the coolest part about this is you might not think that you have an option here. And at Tylock, there's all kinds of stuff that you don't know about. It's not just LASIK, but LASIK is what I got because I hadn't had that yet. And it is so life-changing. They have so many different life-changing options at Tylock George. And something really cool that you also may not know is that they offer 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. So you don't have to worry about the finances of it all being a problem from keeping you from seeing clearer and ditching those glasses. Schedule that free consultation at Tylock.com. That's Tylock.com. Make sure to mention the Mom Game because you will get a special discount. And we do have an exclusive code. If you want to go check it out online, go to Tylock.com/TMG. We will be forever grateful to our friends at Tylock George Eye Care because now the Mom Game is glasses free.
Yay. Okay, let's talk about the Super Bowl first. Relatively uneventful.
Yeah.
Like super boring.
I mean, I did not see that coming.
I didn't see it coming at all.
The Chiefs sucked.
They looked terrible.
Pat Mahomes did nothing. Like
nothing.
Kelce did nothing.
Nothing. They looked like they were. Well, first of all, the offensive line. I mean, the dude had zero time,
yeah.
Which it's That's not. True. I mean, also, he made some boneheaded decisions for sure. But I was rooting for the Chiefs because I like the Chiefs because of Pat Mahomes, because I went to Texas Tech. So I've liked the Chiefs. They have been my AFC team, which I think is so cheesy and dorky. But listen, Texas Tech hasn't had a lot of great NFL standouts. And Pat Mahomes is our golden child.
Yeah, why wouldn't you claim
Yes. So ever since he made it into the league, I have taken an interest in him. I think he's a great kid, a good man, like whatever. So I was definitely rooting for the Chiefs because I like Patrick Mahomes. But at the same time, I was like, there was also, as crazy as it sounds, I think this also speaks to the apathy that I have as a Cowboys fan. Is like, well, I mean, Jalen Hurts seems like a really good dude. Saquon Barkley, I would be super happy for him. Like, there was, you know, a few different guys where you're like, yeah, that would be great. I mean, good for them if they get one, whatever. But I just wanted it to be a good game. Yeah. You know, like I wanted to be fun and exciting, and we had no plans. We did nothing. Hattie had a friend over. Henry didn't want to have any friends over. Mike and I we literally sat and watched it on the couch. And by halftime, I was like, I watched the Kendrick Lamar halftime, which I loved, by the way. And which is careful what you say about the halftime show.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, like whatever. I like the music.
Meaning.
Oh my, I know. But whatever. I didn't care about the meaning. I don't need meaning.
While watching it, but like I saw, I guess, yesterday.
Well, I mean, when Samuel Jackson is
making
like,
all these.
And he's dressed up like Uncle Sam. There's going to be some political, whatever.
But it was like, I know there's something here, but I don't know what it is.
Nor do I care.
Right.
Like, whatever. Great presentation, you know. But anyway, we can get into that a little bit later. Maybe in what's on our feed, all the shit from social media in the halftime.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was boring. And to be quite honest with you, I thought I'm gonna watch the first drive of the second half because the Chiefs got the ball first in the second half. I'm like, if they do anything, they might have a chance, but they gave up that late touchdown to end the first half. It's like, you're down 24-0. Yeah. Like, it's just not happening. But maybe. And then I was like, screw it, like I'm tired, I'm gonna go get in bed. And I was watching a show and I was like, I'm just gonna resume my show because I was like, I just didn't miss anything. No.
Yeah.
So
it was so far gone, like you almost knew it wouldn't turn into a game.
Right. Like, so it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, like you have to still have that.
All
hook.
I wanted was, and I didn't gamble on the game. So probably if I would have bet on the game, I might have.
Yeah, it would have been a little more exciting.
Yeah, but I didn't. I didn't bet on it. I didn't. Which, how mature have I gotten? I'm not even gambling on the Super Bowl.
All grown up.
Golly.
So you gamble mature. On anything?
No, I haven't gambled in forever. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah. I guess I didn't know if you did or didn't.
No, I haven't. I mean, like in a really long time.
Good.
Multiple years.
I think, right?
Yeah.
It just seems like a...
But it is so fun. Gambling is so fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Choctaw. Yeah, gambling is fun. I mean, I haven't played...
You don't have the gambling gene.
I know. You're so lucky. But anyway. So yeah, the Super Bowl was meh. It was...
Yeah, it was boring. I watched with the Dumb Zone, which was actually great.
They make the stuff entertaining.
Yeah, it was fun. We were watching with a whole bunch of people and Tito's Vodka, which helps.
Okay.
And it was fun. And then they have like special guests. So like Brandon Aubrey joined us for a while.
Okay.
The Cowboys kicker. Yeah. It was funny because they know him really well, but like I don't. They don't introduce you, you know? So like all of a sudden I'm sitting there like just being dumbass Julie watching. And then Brandon Aubrey's face pops up as like part of the crowd or part of us. And I'm like, he doesn't know who I am. Am I supposed to just start chatting with him? Like they didn't introduce me. Like I have all these questions I could ask Brandon Aubrey.
Do you think they told him on the back or on the front? Like,
no, they're men.
You're right.
Men don't plan. They're not like, by the way, this is who's going to be sitting here.
Right.
Like, no, they just expect everyone to just talk. Like, but I'm like, I can't just talk to him like without him knowing who I am.
Right.
I'm just a random girl on a couch.
What did you do? Like introduce yourself?
I didn't talk to him. I just let like sorority.
Wait, he came in on like Zoom, right? Or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not like sitting on the couch.
No, in that case, I would have introduced myself.
Right.
But it was just on Zoom. But I'm like, this is so cool. Like I wanted to ask him all these questions, you know, but Soroy was there and Soroy didn't have a care in the world. Just started asking him all these dumb questions.
God bless my
Soroy. It was fun to hang out with him. We hadn't hung out in a long time.
He's so great.
But no, it was fun to watch with them. And then
did Mike bring his hot girlfriend, Christina Ray?
No, he didn't. She was sick.
Oh, that's
sucks. And I actually, Dan's wife was having a lot of fun.
Okay.
She's great. Kathy. Yeah.
Okay.
Kathy was making lemon drop shots.
Okay.
And she was like, I only invited people over that were gonna party. She was like, because she had her own party going on. So we all watched halftime together. We left the stream and went and watched with her and her friends, and
that's
they were
hilarious.
All like, oh my gosh, she was a hoot. I'm gonna go party with Kathy.
Obviously you have to drink copious amounts of lemon shots.
You do.
Lemon drops to be married to Dan McDowell. Like, love you, Dan.
Love you, Dan.
Love you.
She was funny. Like, yeah. You know, I bet
well, you
see.
Would have to be to I mean, you think either, about living with him and being married to him for like 20 plus years. You have to have a level of like chill.
Yes.
Chill. Like, that's it. You have to have it.
You could also just be real like meek and timid, like, and just deal like, okay, he's just going to do his thing and I'm just going to be quiet. You know, I wasn't quite sure,
yeah.
But she's just like, no, I'm just as fucking funny as him. And like she was great.
Yeah.
Good. So it was
I want to meet her now. I feel like maybe I've met her one time.
Should have.
Oh my God, we should so have. Can you imagine peeling back that onion?
Oh my God, Dan would be, he'd be like, what? You'd catch him so off guard.
It'd be amazing.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Because she's also like works at the school in Southlake, or she did for a really long time. So it'd be interesting to hear her perspective on kids, you know, and all that. So
for sure. And she's being
great.
Married to a crazy
being
man.
Being married, and she's got two college, or one graduated now. Okay, so let's put that on our list, Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah. So Super Bowl sucked.
Super Bowl sucked.
Okay, let's get back to Luca for the last little sports hit.
Yeah.
Well, pitchers and catchers are reporting. Baseball's right around the corner.
Crazy.
Which is crazy. Yeah. I'm going to spring training, but only for a sponsor event. So it's my
first
year.
I know. I wouldn't do a check-in on you on all this. Do we do it here?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
It's
good. So with Rangers coming up.
Yeah.
Like reset for people that don't know.
So for those who don't know, I am taking a significant step back this year. I'll only be doing 20 games for the Rangers broadcasts. I'm okay. I mean, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. The girl who's replacing me seems lovely and she's adorable and appears to be a very diligent, hard worker. I will be there to support her every step of the way in whatever way I can. But yeah, they're moving on from me, which sounds weird and kind of sad, but whatever, it is what it is. So I'll only be doing 20 games. So I don't think it will hit me until like, you know, like there's a big game or we're, you know, whatever, you know, maybe we're going to clinch a playoff spot or something's happening and I'm not working that game. And
you're
it's
not,
just
like,
kind
covered
of
in booze.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe and, you would.
I don't think so because I'm like, if you're working 130 games, because so Laura Steckles is her name. That's terrible. I should know that. Laura Steckles. Her name is Laura. And she seems lovely. I have not met her. I've talked to her on the phone. She's had, you know, the questions for me and I was happy to answer them, whatever. But if I'm her and I'm working 130 games and then this old broad tries to come in and be like, here comes the postseason and here comes me. Like, that's not cool. Like, that's not right.
Yeah, but
and
maybe
so
she doesn't want them all.
Trust me, she does. She does. And she deserves to do that. If you work 130 games, you get the postseason. You get to do all the things. Not all the things. And the Rangers are still going to have me do things, I think. I mean, I'm doing the, you know, sponsor dinner and surprise and doing things, you know, here and there. But, you know, I mean, if you're working 130 games, that gets you into, you know, in my opinion,
that's a lot.
It's a lot. And that, and you've earned that right to continue on through the postseason if we make it or whatever that
yeah.
looks like. Yeah. Cause I just think that's the right thing. I think that's the way they see it. That's the way I see it. And
yeah.
So it's going to be a season of adjustment for me for sure. As far, like, I still don't know about opening day. I don't know if I'm going to be there at all. I don't know if I'm going to be on the broadcast. I don't know if I'm going to be on the pregame show. I have zero idea.
You don't know if you're doing, is she doing the game, but you might still be a part of it, or you don't even know?
I have no idea. Okay. I would assume she would do the game. Like, that's opening day. You need to introduce your audience to your fan base, to this new person. And I, you know, I respect it and I get it. I think the hardest thing for me is just kind of like, not knowing, like, okay, when do we figure all this out? But, you know, they have a lot of shit on their plate right now. I mean, as far as the whole TV thing, the network and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm trying to just kind of like stand back and be respectful and, you know, just let people tell me shit when they're ready to tell me.
Yeah.
And not to worry about it, because I kind of am of the opinion that it's like, these aren't my decisions to make. I'm at the point in my life and in my career where there's not a whole lot I feel like fighting for. And so I'm just going to kind of try to go with the flow, which is totally against every fiber of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm going to try to do.
Well, mad respect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's a good idea in theory.
You can do it. You've got a lot of other stuff going on.
So I do.
You know, so it's going to be a blessing in disguise.
It's a good idea in theory, but I'll try to keep to it. So
yeah,
we'll see. But yeah, I'll probably have some moments and some meltdowns and some freak outs, but you know, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Different.
So, but I'm still excited for baseball. I'm still, you know, ready for it. And
when is opening day?
Great question. End of March, first of April.
End of March, first of April. Okay. And then in Victory Plus.
Slash.
So I saw some graphic. It was like still a lot of
Rangers
options.
Sports Network. Yeah. I don't understand all of it, but I'll be sure and get all of that information together before the season actually starts.
But it's not just Victory Plus.
Like, no. Okay. They're working on deals with like over-the-air carriers, cable providers, all that kind of stuff. So I would assume that before the season starts, there will be like a master like list of this is where you can find the Rangers broadcast.
And
we'll have to cross-check it and double-cross-check it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Sounds like you're in a good...
We're good.
Good headspace.
Good headspace. Yeah.
And at least, you know, the Rangers have their plan, because for a while there, I know it was hard to just not even know what it was going to be.
For sure.
Now, at least you sort of know
for sure
your involvement. You know, there's going to be 20 games.
And yeah.
It'll all get.
And then I've already I'm doing stuff like there's another event they wanted me to work, you know, like more. I'm doing like more sponsor driven stuff.
That might be fun.
More. Yeah. I mean, it's I've done stuff like that throughout my career. So it's not. I mean, it's
and you'll have more time for that stuff, because you won't be like the games are.
It's a lot. I mean, getting to the ballpark. I mean, and I say that, and the guys get there at like fucking 1 and don't leave until midnight.
Yeah, but they're like making bajillions of dollars.
A lot of them are, yes.
And it's not like it's not hard on them. I understand that too.
Yeah.
That's why they do it.
So, okay, let's get back to Luca right fast.
Okay. Speaking of making bajillions of dollars, but still feeling bad for people.
Yeah. It has been really, it's been really strange. Not even strange. In a weird way, like proud of the Mavericks fan base for like sticking up for how, you know, their feelings and how they felt like they were treated throughout this whole process. I saw someone say something, or maybe I heard it on the radio or something, where somebody was like, the Mavericks fan base in the last 10 days has done more than the Cowboys fan base over the last 20 years, as far as like,
yeah,
taking action, being pissed off, voicing that displeasure, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like they were.
The Cowboys have been pissed for a long time, but they still go by everything and support everything and still every year wipe the slate clean and pretend like the Cowboys have a chance and give Jerry all the money and laugh at his dumb jokes or whatever it is and fall into place. This is really shaking up the Mavs fan base, and it's not I don't think, going to die down.
Well, because you, it's like, I mean, it would, the Mavericks and the Rangers, I feel, are very similar. And it's kind of the Stars, too. Like, everybody but the Cowboys, where it's not, where it has this kind of like, these organizations haven't been around forever, or at least their current iterations of them. Their fan bases are familial, for lack of a better word. They feel like they are a part of this family.
Yeah.
That they have a stake in this thing personally, emotionally, all that kind of stuff. I feel like the Stars are that way. You know, the Mavericks are that way. And I feel like the Rangers are that way. Whereas I feel like with the Cowboys, they're just such this huge entity that you don't really feel right. that emotional attachment to them.
Yeah.
But with the other three, it definitely seems that way. And this jarred that fan base to its core.
Yeah.
And it, because I think it makes you question, like, who is this organization that I'm in love with, and how are they operating, and how can I even love them if they're shitting all over our literally number one player, generational talent, all that kind of
stuff. There's a couple things that comment makes me think about. Like, for one, I'm so glad that Luka is getting to see the way that this has affected Mavs fans too.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously so shocked and hurt by how Nico's actions have affected him. Like, and unfortunately, Nico's the one that has the power to change Luka's life in the way that it did. But it's obvious that it was just the one or two people.
Yeah.
And nobody else. Like, nobody else. Not even Mark Cuban, it seems, who right. apparently tried to jump in at the last, like, 11th hour when he heard and, like, stop this from happening. But, like, Luka knows how much, he's got to just know how much Dallas loves right. him. And as big of a stink that's on the Mavericks organization now in his brain, it's only those people, and it's not the fans, and sure. it's not the city, and you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
That would just be even more like crushing if he associated everybody here with
and
that.
He felt like he was forced out of town yeah. by the fan base, or by, you know, whatever.
What if the fan base just quickly moved on and right. was like, yeah, okay, well, this see is ya. What happened, so okay, Anthony Davis,
yeah.
you know, like, which we don't have to boo him or anything, no. but just to show the love and the outpouring of emotion that they're doing. Like, I'm very glad that Luke is able to see that. He's a sensitive dude. Like,
yeah.
that's why he yells and argues with the refs. Like, he's just a sensitive, emotional person. Like,
yeah.
And so I think we're seeing, and we did see how much this affected him emotionally. Now I think he's bowing up, and he's like, did you see the big donation to the wildfires yep. in LA? And he got in his first game last night.
And not that he's trying to play cards, but he's playing all of his cards right. And the Mavericks are doing the complete and total opposite. Like, I mean, Dumont or whatever, like, just like doubling, nobody tripling down, talking about how in shape Shaq is. I mean, dude.
Right.
Come on.
The guy,
man.
Like,
if you're not willing to put in the work like Kobe and Shaq and
I'm
Michael,
sorry.
Like, in
not
the fact
to be
that,
mean, but like, in that, like, look at what he, like, when.
Right. But if you don't recognize the fact that the work ethic of Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and Shaquille O'Neal do not belong in the same threesome, like, how long have you been watching basketball? Right. Like, I mean,
and omitting a certain someone.
Oh yeah, that right. Sorry, Dirk Nowitzki.
Omitting his name in
right.
that statement.
Like, what are we doing here, bud?
Like, no one even knows who that guy is. He just like inherited this position because of his family's wealth. Like,
and he married into it, didn't he?
Married. Yeah, he's an in-law. Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just gross. It's really gross that person's given this platform and the ability to bash somebody like Luka Doncic. And who was it? Like Reggie Brown or someone was saying, like, okay, at this point it's character, like, defamation.
Reggie Miller.
Sorry, yeah Reggie yeah. Miller. Character assassination. Like,
it really
defamation.
Is.
Like, the Mavericks have to stop.
And the thing is
they're trying to defend themselves, meanwhile,
by
just assassinating
him under the
Luka's
brush.
Character
yeah.
when he's done
Did
nothing.
I just say throwing him under the brush?
Yeah.
Throwing him under the bus. But yeah, I can't, and I think too, like, when you deal with, and I don't know what, I don't know the psychology of Luka Doncic, I'm not going to pretend like I do, but I do know that I've been around enough athletes that have been shipped off and then it clicked something in them. Not that he needed to have something clicked in him, but, you know, did his work ethic, could it have been a little better? Probably so. Could he have come into camp a little bit more in shape? Probably so. Could he yap down at the refs constantly? Absolutely. But it's almost like one of those things that when someone's doubting you, especially when they're doubting you as publicly as the Mavericks and I don't even say the Mavericks. I say Nico and Dumont are doubting him. I feel like that for high level athletes like that, that it's going to completely propel him into
scary
FU mode. And I'm going to show you.
Yep.
So good on him. Like we were talking about earlier, I can't openly root for the Lakers, but it's going to be,
I can't either, but I can root for Luka.
I know. But what do we root for? That he scores 50 every night and then they lose?
Yeah.
Because then I kind of want them to win. I want him to like be the galvanizing force and them winning a title. Like, I can't believe I just said that out loud. Like, to where it's like, look what you had. Like, it's the ultimate breakup story. Like, he's going to get such a good revenge bod.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't mean like just physically. I mean, he's going to be like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's going to do a lot. Like you said, he's going to have a big chip on his shoulder now. And also something about like being dumped or traded or whatever it is in life. Oh, like
dumped sucks.
Yeah. Like everybody, though, stepping back and like talking about you and recognizing your like greatness and like having that break in your career where people are all assessing what you've done up to this point and what they think you're going to do in the future. It's only happening because he was traded. Like, everybody goes on with their life, and Luka keeps doing what he's been doing. The Mavs win, lose, he's hurt.
Right.
But now it's like it's caused everybody in the country to start talking about Luka and noticing Luka more, you know? So that's going to inspire him even more to be great, along with the big FU like you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just and I'm glad he's getting his due in that way because people are now recognizing and talking about him more. He's on a big, giant stage. Like,
yeah.
Playing with LeBron.
I know.
Every night.
That is something, though, I do worry about. And I don't, listen, I do not know Luka personally at all. But I do wonder how he's going to handle the LA media as compared to the Dallas media.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, when he's, you know, talking to a ref while somebody's dunking on the other side of the floor. I mean, LA media is going to pick that shit apart.
Yeah. And he gets pissed when, remember, he's gotten pissed at like the Dallas yes. media when they say
and
things
Dallas
to him.
Media is,
yeah.
Compared to like markets like New York, and New York's probably at the New York, Philadelphia, those are like at the top of the list. I don't know if LA is so hardcore, but they're way more hardcore than Dallas media is.
Yeah.
And so I'm anxious to see how he handles that aspect of
it as
well.
And also like LeBron and him, like what will LeBron talk to him about that stuff? And will
how to
he
deal
do
with
it in front of LeBron? Like, he was the man on the court.
No, it's a great point.
And with LeBron, is he going to be that way?
Is he going to be like, I can't do that because there's LeBron right
yeah.
over there. And how much longer is LeBron going to play?
I don't know. Surely not that much longer.
He's like my age.
I know.
I threw pop-up outfield balls to the softball girls this weekend, and I, like, have dead arm. I'm like, what? How are you playing in the NBA? I mean, he's not 47, but he's 40-something.
He's got the, like, yeah, receding.
Oh, God bless him.
Hairline. And
I know. Sweet man.
But he's LeBron. He's
he
in
is
insane
LeBron.
Shape.
He is.
I know. I can't do anything physical anymore.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about what is on your feed, brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media and Rev Entertainment.
Yes, Audrey Dolan's Media giving us that ultimate glow up on our social media and so many other things behind the scenes, working on our collaborations, all kinds of things. But most specifically, if you have a business, say you're a mom or a dad and you started your own company and you've got your craft handled, but you don't know what to do when it comes to building out your brand, this is where Audrey Dolan's Media can help. They focus on influencer management, brand management, monetization management, collaboration management, influencer campaigns, content creation, photography, social media management, website design, which, stay tuned, Mom Game is about to get a brand new website, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about that. But we are most grateful to our friend Audrey Dolan's and her whole team at Audrey Dolan's Media.
She is working hard for us. Okay, college baseball. It is back at Globe Life Field, and it is coming up this weekend. The Shriners Children's College Showdown is February 14th through the 16th. You've got Oklahoma State, Clemson, Arizona, Ole Miss, Texas, and Louisville all playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is the Shriners Children College Showdown. Again, February 14th through the 16th at Globe Life Field. Check out globelifefield.com/collegebaseball to get your tickets. It's a great way to spend some time with the family. in and out of the out of the elements.
Yeah.
Thanks to that roof at Globe Life Field, and get you ready for the Major League season that is coming up soon, but a couple of different events coming up college baseball wise at Globe Life Field that'll get everybody primed for the Rangers season. And college baseball is just a fun thing to watch. It's a fun, like, it's just a different,
lot of action,
different type of game. Yep. Mm-hmm. A lot of action. They still got the metal bats, all that fun stuff. So we will definitely be making it out to Globe Life Field over the next couple of weeks to catch some of this college baseball action out at Globe Life Field. Again, that's globelifefield.com/collegebaseball to get your tickets. And I believe we're going to run a giveaway maybe next week with the people over at Rev Entertainment to get some of our
I kind of want to go too, because
viewers
kids
and listeners
seasons are about
there
to start up.
Yeah,
sorry,
for sure.
I know
it's that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were talking a little bit about the halftime show.
Yeah.
I'm a very much a simpleton. I'm a political idiot, and so I don't read into things that a lot of people probably do read into. So for me, it was like, I like Kendrick Lamar. I liked the dancers. I knew most of the songs, thought they were catchy. SZA came out.
Did you know SZA?
I knew that song.
Okay.
But my Hattie and her friend that she had over, I could hear them screaming from Hattie's room when SZA came out. They went effing nuts. And they're 11. And they came out after the halftime show. They were like, that was so awesome.
What's the song?
They loved it. Oh, don't even ask me. I can't.
Okay.
The song that they sing together.
Yeah.
You would recognize it.
I just wanted you to sing it.
Oh, I can't. If you start me on it, I could probably pick it up. What are the words? Do you know it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah. But you would recognize it if you heard it. I promise you would. There's no way you wouldn't recognize it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would.
You absolutely would. No, you wouldn't. You don't think you would?
I didn't. No, I don't. I don't feel like I recognized it when they performed it.
Dude, it's very popular.
Okay, is it? It's not the only one I knew was the.
They're not just, like us.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
like the super iconic.
Yes,
and then the A minor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you get that?
No.
So okay, so the reason, and I again, very very elementary.
You're hip hop Emily.
I am hip hop Emily, but so Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been in this like beef.
Okay.
And they drop diss tracks to like get at each other. And so apparently there were some allegations about Drake liking young women, very young women, inappropriately young women. And so there's something like trying to hit a chord and it's like A minor, like A minor.
Yeah.
So then that's why he's wearing the big A, like a lowercase a minor. Okay. Like it's a total troll and diss track on Drake.
And then Serena Williams.
Serena came out. And apparently SZA also dated Drake.
Oh.
And then Serena comes out.
He's got all his girls out there.
Yes. And X-girls. So then, well, and then there's all this. So then it all leads into, you know, the meaning, and then the meaning of Samuel L. Jackson as Uncle Sam. And I'm like, I don't care about any of it. I like the songs and I like the dancing and yay, halftime.
Yeah.
But you can't, that's impossible in this day and age, because you've got to either be pissed about something. But like some of those comments I saw on like, which I'm embarrassed to say I even like was on Facebook, but like, I feel like Facebook is the place for the most radical on both sides and irrational.
Well, I think the people on Facebook just sit on Facebook. Like they don't do anything.
I mean, Facebook
is always there for
it's
you.
It's bad.
When your friends aren't, your family's not.
No, but like this.
Your Facebook's always there. You can always put your status in there.
I know. But then I don't know. It just was like some of the things people were saying, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed for you. And I'm also embarrassed that I follow you. And I'm muted.
Because you're like people in your life?
Well, no. I mean, so, okay.
I didn't see too much in my world.
You didn't? Well, okay. So what's your theory on like accepting friend requests or whatever? So I gave up on Facebook a long time ago where I'm just like, fuck, accept, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, and then it ends up where like, I don't even know these people and they're saying the most crazy ass shit. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm embarrassed for you. And I'm also embarrassed that I'm quote unquote friends with you. But also too, I feel like I get it so much on both sides that it actually kind of makes me proud of myself. I'm like, okay, I'm friends with people who literally think one way and then on the other side is the complete and polar opposite.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like some people just have in their algorithm people who agree with them, who are like-minded, who think like them. And that when they make a post of a hot political opinion, like, I'm going to have so many comments about, like, yes, amen, brother, and yes to that, and bingo, and you nailed it right on. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a lot of what happens.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so you don't ever have anybody disagreeing with you because you're just...
You surround yourself with people.
Your whole network is people that share your opinions. Which, what a... Maybe it's like a beautifully delusional place to live where you're like, I'm going to say a bunch of, I mean, I have this one friend and I love him. Great. I mean, personally, I love him. Shit he puts on Facebook, I'm like, I feel like you need a removal. You need to remove yourself from Facebook because you sound.
I think the people that do that are like depressed though. They just don't have.
This guy thinks he knows everything.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. But anyway, I don't even know where we were going, but
halftime show elicited a lot of.
Wait, I got to find the song. Talk about stuff.
Well, I was looking at some of these other like storylines from the Super Bowl.
Okay. Oh, the booing of Taylor. Were you upset?
I felt bad for her. I mean, I wasn't like going to go post on Facebook about it.
Right.
But I felt bad for her. She genuinely looked confused. She was like, oh.
Like, what did I do?
She was like, what's happening? Like, she literally said, what's happening? I felt, the woman's just trying to watch her boyfriend play football. Like, at the core of it, that's all it is. And I also liked the people that pointed out on social media, like, oh, yeah, this is the same arena that she sold out 3 times. You know, people here love her. But it's also the same people who are posting that shit on Facebook that are annoying you are the ones booing her. Here we go.
You know this. This is a jam.
Okay.
Okay.
If you say so.
It's a jam. You're going to know it. I kind of rewind it. All the Stars. Yes. We're probably going to get like some kind of copyright. All the
stars above you. I don't know it. Says.
You don't know this one? All the stars.
I don't think this is necessarily a jam. I need a little more. Maybe a little more song.
Dude, this is a jam.
It sounds like a song people do it to.
Well, what's wrong with
that?
Doesn't
that sound like a do it beat?
Dude, but the hook. Listen to the hook. I know we're going to get in trouble for this. We're going to have to bleep this whole thing up.
I don't know if anyone's tracking the mom game. <for it.
laughs> Oh, whoops.
Oh, we cussed.
Come on. He's such a... He's really good with, like, lyrics. Okay, hold on.
We're just going to let Emily jam out here. We need imagery. Studio imagery. For $3
but when
media.
She comes in, it's so good.
Okay.
I'm waiting for it. Here we go. Here it comes. I don't know what it says. All the stars...
I don't know what it says.
I don't know what it says, but I love the jam.
What are the stars? Baby, what are the stars? Are they bullshit?
All the stars are closer.
Oh, okay.
It's a jam.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't know it.
You don't? You've never heard that song?
I don't. Might have heard it, but it didn't leave any sort of lasting impression with me.
Song's a jam, but. You're not R&B Julie.
No. I will say it was fun to watch the Super Bowl and not have to go. I was talking to Kelly about this. Not have to go on the radio the next morning and like break down the commercials. Emily's partying today. It was such a like, it's just such a radio host bit. It's like you go back on the air and you're like, let's talk about the prop bets and the commercials and the
gag.
This and the that. It was like, I love just being able to watch like a human. And also I love being able to talk about like the Luka thing and all that. Like there's just a lot. This is something I've been wanting to like say is there's just a lot to be said for not working for a company or organization because I think there's probably a lot of Mavs employees that have their tongues tied, hands tied, like can't say how they really feel about everything going down. And it's having worked in sports for so long, it's like working for radio stations, not as much, but like working for teams. you're not supposed to say certain things. You're just not supposed to talk bad about them, right? There's something nice about not having to do that and being able to organically talk about all the things. Like how much that Mavs trade effing sucked. And then also just watching the Super Bowl like a person.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's my tangent.
Good for you.
But
you want to listen to more Kendrick Lamar?
Like if a game's boring, you don't have to keep watching it.
No. Oh, hell no.
Like, you know, it's kind of
midway through the third quarter in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, and when you get to an age and a place and are this platform where it's like, I'm not trying to impress anybody with my sports knowledge. Like, I'm not trying to impress anybody with really anything except for knowing Kendrick Lamar songs.
Right.
And so it's like, it means we're
unapologetically
old.
Us.
And we're old. That's and what it means. Old. This is what happens when you get older. Like, you just don't give a fuck. And it's amazing. Okay.
I have our title.
What?
Festy, unapologetically us and old.
And old.
Don't forget Festy.
Festy. So Festy. Okay. So we've done our feed. We need to do the news desk and talk about my book club.
Yes, we do.
This is obviously very important news. So TMG News Desk is brought to us by our friends at One Day Doors and Community Mechanical. I will start with One Day Doors.
And closets.
And closets. From what I hear, somebody in this room got some new closet doors and some new doors at our house that are coming very soon. You can replace your interior doors in one day without any messy construction on your house. They've got enough in the kitchen. So the Forbes household...
There's a lot going on.
Look, there's a lot going on, but you're going to have some kick-ass doors. Yeah. They use advanced 3D measuring technology to make a digital blueprint of your existing frames and then custom cut the doors to fit those frames. So that way they take the measurements, they bring them in, they snap those puppies out and snap them back in, and you have beautiful, beautiful doors. Factory painted with an advanced coating paint that is installed in just one day, fully finished. You can save 30 to 50% compared to big box stores or even handymen. They've got their system figured out. Not those hollow doors. They're solid core, real wood doors. It's a massive upgrade to the quality and significantly cut down on transmission of sound in your
what's
house.
Going on in your kids' rooms.
Exactly. And you, especially like for people like you who have older homes, that like this is, you know, the what was standard back then is not standard
all
anymore.
Our doors were hollow.
Yes.
And we work at home, now both of us.
Yeah. And it makes everything loud. Yeah. changing your doors upgrades the look of every room in your house. It's like hanging a new piece of art in every room. And we're gonna get to see the before and after of Julie's house in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think they're gonna come next week.
Okay. Exciting.
Yep. They did all the measurements and everything and they're gonna install next week.
Yeah, so it's an in-home visit. Then you can come to their Louisville showroom if you'd like to, but that's definitely not necessary. In-home visit, they can show you what all they've got. OneDayTexas.com/promo30. You can buy one, get one free on doors. If you mention the Mom Game, promo 30 at the end, or call them at 940-969-4790. Mention the Mom Game and you can get that buy one, get one free on doors. Don't forget the promo code, OneDayTexas.com/promo30, or call 940-969-4790 and mention the Mom Game.
Yes, our news also brought to us by our friends at Community Mechanical. So I love that we're doing all this home improvement stuff this week because we kind of have you covered when it comes to any of these things, and that includes HVAC systems. And this is something that you need to make sure that it is working properly because it is going to be hot in her before you know it, and it's going to be
hot in her
really too late, and your house is going to be hot, and the AC is not going to be working, and you're going to try to get in, and it's going to be tough because everybody's going to be calling Community Mechanical at the same time. So call them right now. And even if there's nothing wrong with it quite yet, they can put you on their preventative maintenance plan and kind of take that burden off of you or your husband, or your if you're the husband, then take that burden off of yourself, take it off your plate. They will tell you when it's time to go check that air filter. They will come out and switch that air filter for you. They will check everything, make sure things are running smoothly before the summer heat hits. If you do need to repair or replace your unit, they can do that for you as well. And then if you are remodeling or building a new home, they can help you with that design and build, and they can put a brand new HVAC system In your house for you. They can also redo your duct work and everything. That's what we're talking to them about. They do have somebody on staff that has that design experience. 0% financing as well. They'll do a soft credit pull, so it won't affect your credit. Call or text 469-667-7290 or go to communitydfw.com. There's a form you can fill out. And then just make sure to click that The Mom Game sent you. And this is really cool. This also goes for our friends at Qualis Roofing. But we have a new incentive. And if you call up Community Mechanical and you buy a new HVAC system or replace your existing one, you're going to get to come to a Rangers suite night with us.
Yay!
With The Mom Game. Also goes for our friends at Qualis Roofing, who we've talked about on prior shows. If you purchase a new roof with them, you will also get to come to the Rangers suite night. And if you just call Community Mechanical, and maybe you don't need a new HVAC system, but you do decide to go ahead and sign up for that preventative maintenance, which is basically them taking the burden off of you to make sure that your system is running smoothly, you'll receive a TMG tumbler or t-shirt from them. So some cool stuff. We love just how these partners of ours are really kind of buying in with us and our community and getting involved, and they're hooking you up. You got to make sure these things are running smoothly at your home.
Yay. One quick thing that Jasmine passed along since we are officially in the news desk.
Yeah.
The Saints are finalizing a deal with Kellen Moore as their new head coach.
Yeah.
Nikki Loomis called other candidates today to deliver the news at age 36, coming off a Super Bowl win.
I mean,
with the Eagles, Moore gets his shot to run the show.
Anybody who was doubting him, like, I was not fully confident, I guess, in his capabilities. As he still hasn't been a head coach, but he's been very impressive with Eagles.
So is Nick Fangio, like their defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And they have just freaking hosses.
Right.
On Take the one, defense.
And Jalen Hurts and
on defense. Yeah. I mean, they're a good team.
they're a good team.
They were the better team.
It'll be interesting to see him as a head coach.
I know.
Of the Saints.
He's 35, 36?
And he just looks like he's
12. I know. This is what happens as we get older.
Yeah.
We get younger and we just stay the same age.
Right.
No, we get older.
And we could have, I mean, obviously could have had that here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We got the little shoddy.
We got the shoddy, which I'm team shoddy. Let's go.
I mean, might as well until he gives us a reason
to think
otherwise. Well, no
shit. Why would you be against him? I'm not against him at all.
Something more proven.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But it's like, well, now that he's there, like, you might as well just fucking get behind him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Team shoddy. You might as well just fucking get behind him. Says Emily.
Campaign slogan for
you.
Team shoddy. Might as well just get behind him. Okay, so big announcement for me.
Oh.
Yeah. I started a book club.
Okay.
It's called the Remedial Book Club.
All right.
Because I don't really read
mm-hmm.
a lot. And so the books that I'm selecting, actually, I just selected the first one. But it's just because I don't really read. And so I needed something easy. Because so this is how it started. I got invited to play Mahjong at another book club because they needed players, members of their...
You are Mahjong and book club lady and tennis.
I know.
Okay.
Turning into one of those.
Yeah.
That's what happens
next,
when you only
bunko?
Work... Bingo, bunko. So I got invited to play Mahjong because they needed people in this real book club.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and played. And they actually did discuss, like, over lunch, they discussed the book that they were reading and or that they finished, and then they were going to do another book. And, like, the stuff they were talking about was, like, so over my head when they were trying to decide what book was next. And I was like, this all sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Like, something about, like...
History.
No, like, something about bees. Like, it was, like... And then, like, weird space shit. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, I don't want any part of this book club.
Bees and space shit.
I don't know. I mean, it was, like, really weird. I was like, seems really awkward. Like,
yeah, gotta find the right book club with the right books.
Like, what happened to, like, smut and, you know.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yes. Verity.
Mm-hmm.
Verity?
No.
Mm.
Is that hot?
It's pretty hot. So anyway, I was like, well, we should start a book club, like, because there was another girl there who also doesn't read, and we're like, we should start, like, a remedial book club for those of us who aren't into, like, bees posing as humans and space shit, whatever. And so we decided to start it. So it's called the Remedial Book Club. And our first book is The Really Dead Housewives of New Jersey.
Are they zombies?
No, no. It's like a real, it's like reality TV, but in a book. I'm like, winning.
But you said dead.
But I don't know. I haven't gotten to the death part yet.
Okay.
I'm only on page 73.
Oh, and they're still alive?
They're all, everyone's still alive. No one's died yet. So anyway.
They start killing each other?
I don't know. I'm only on page 73. And they're just introducing me to all the characters.
Do you think you'll know more?
I mean, I read 20 pages last night. It was a lot.
Well, this is probably good. Is this good for like putting your phone down? I need to
do something. So I did. So last night, well, first of all, last night I said to my family at like 7:30, I'm going to go get in bed and read. And everyone erupted in laughter. They're like, what? And I was like, I'm going to read. And Henry was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm going to read a book. He was like, what? And I was like, I'm in a book club. He was like, a book club? He was like, do you actually discuss the book or do you guys just like get together and drink wine? And I was like,
Henry, he's on to you.
We get together and drink wine and play Mahjong and discuss the book. Thank you very much. So yeah, I'm excited about it. But like last night I read 20 pages and it made me like sleepy. And instead of like watching a show, I did that. And then I popped some early birds and then I watched a show and then fell asleep.
Book, early bird, show.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah, because I couldn't pop the early birds before the book because then I'm afraid I'd be like, woo.
Right.
So I popped the early birds and then, yeah, and then fell asleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
it might
congratulations.
Hey, remember like when you had babies and it was like bottle, bath, bed?
Yeah.
Like that formula?
This is your bottle, bath, bed.
I feel like it's like book, early birds, book, CBD, show, sleep.
Okay, I think that we all...
But it's condensing it. I feel like it's not taking me as long to,
yeah.
You know.
I like that. I think we all have our sleep recipe mm-hmm. as we get older. We need it.
Sleep recipe.
Yeah.
I like it.
And my mom even made fun of me. Like, and she's like, what happened to just like go putting your head on your pillow and going to sleep? Mm. Like, sorry, mom. I have like 100 things on my brain.
Okay.
And it's a problem.
It is a problem. But don't you... So like Mike got into bed last night? Like,
oh,
and
how
I'm
do
going,
guys do it?
You know, within like, 90.
Like, they snore the second their head hits the pillow.
In 90 seconds, it's the man bullshit. Is out cold snoring.
Do you sleep through the snoring?
I can't. No, I need to be already asleep first before he starts snoring. And that doesn't happen because I usually go to bed later than him.
Yeah.
The fact that he can get in bed and is in his beta zone fucking sawing logs like nobody's business within 90 seconds. And I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
It's the most impressive thing I've ever witnessed.
Same. And napping too. Like,
I mean, I like want to be like, wake him up. Like, how do you do this?
Right.
Tell me your secrets. Oh,
it's a whole process for me.
Meanwhile, I've got like, you know, Kendrick Lamar and SZA playing in my head. And then they get interrupted by... You know, oh, what I should I've got to do tomorrow? And did I set my alarm? And what do the kids have tomorrow? Like all these thoughts. Same. Did I return all these emails? Did I do all these things? Like, is there anything going on in their mind?
It's not fair. Why did God make us so different?
I don't know. But I just want to know, like, is there anything going on up there? Or are you just like, it's
we
time
to
shut
tell
it off
them everything
and I shut
that
it off.
They need to think about. And so when we're not telling them, like, because we're in our minds, so we're not telling them what to think about. They're
I
like,
think even if we told them, they'd
telling
be,
me what to do.
Right, but it's like, I don't think even if we told them, they'd be like, you're dumb. Why,
right,
why
and
do
that's
you think
when they say, like, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Or like, why are you thinking about all that stuff? You can't control it. Like, what are you going
It's not fair.
It's not.
I will say, when
the,
I go...
The rate at which they can fall into the deepest slumber of their lives is unbelievable.
It is. I can
so
fall into that sleep when I'm laying with my kids in bed.
You
but
can.
It's not my where I'm supposed to sleep all night.
Right.
So like, a lot of times I'll be like texting with you or something. I'll be like, yeah, I'll, in a little bit, let me go, blah, 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 or whatever. And then I'm like, I just fall asleep with Anna. And then I wake up at 11 something. And then I'm like, this is not where I want to sleep. I haven't washed my face. Like I haven't brushed my teeth. I want to be in my bed. I go downstairs and then it's 2 hours and I can't, I'm like, I'm on my phone. I can't go back to sleep.
I know. I get some emails sometimes.
1 a.m.
Like, yeah.
So why can I sleep there, but I can't sleep in my bed? I can't go like to fully commit to sleep. I can just.
Well, because you're doing a job when you're laying with Anna, you're doing a job. You're getting her to sleep.
Right.
right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're focused on.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Psychologist Emily coming at you.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. And it's unlike anything I've ever seen. The way these, I don't get it. And I'm not trying to be stereotypical. I'm not trying to paint a broad brush of men. But for fuck's sake, I feel like it's all of you. Like you can
maybe
just,
if we shot ourselves up with some testosterone.
Is it that? Is
like does, what? I mean, it has to be in the chemical makeup.
Does sperm make you sleep? Does sperm make you tired? Does sperm make you snore? Does sperm make you just right. be able to
what is it?
Tune everything out?
I want what it is.
I do too.
I want some of that.
I know. It's unbelievable. I literally thought about this last night. I was like, this man, I have been doing this sleep ritual that I'm trying to get myself into since 7:30. And then he comes in here at 9:28, and by 9:32, the man is just cashed.
Like, it is some bullshit.
It's I'm jealous. It's unbelievable.
And then the snores, like, to add insult to injury, the okay, snore keeps you up.
Are you still college dorming it? Is Kelly still in his college dorm?
Well, my parents came in town and took his dorm over. Like, that's the problem. When someone comes and stays in his dorm, he has to sleep with me. So
my husband has to sleep with me when my parents come in town.
So they left and he has slept in our room for the past two nights, but I have to sacrifice my sleep sound.
I know.
My sleep noise, which helps me sleep.
You need to tell him the sleep sound. He needs to learn how to fight through
He came over and shut it off the other night.
Oh, Kelly,
I was so mad. Like, I have to sit here and listen to you snore, and all I ask for is this nice, like, drizzling creak.
Because it's consistent.
Yes.
The snore is like.
And then you think it's gone, and you're like.
And then it's like. Yes. And I'm like, I'm worried. Like, are you okay? Are you getting enough air? Are you getting enough air? You okay?
Do you hit him ever? Because when I hit Kelly, yeah, he stops.
I told you what I do. And it pisses him off so bad.
What?
I waft the covers.
Oh.
It's just a light little, like I just put like some
little,
air
in. Breeze and it helps him?
Yes.
Oh.
So I'll pour it under. But sometimes, so I pull the covers up and I waft it and then air makes its way under. And usually he'll like, you know, he's kind of still sleeping and then he'll like roll over and whatever. But then sometimes if I do it too many times, he'll be like, I mean, it's enough. And I'm like, well, you know what's enough? You snoring is enough. But I will say, do you ever snore? I snore sometimes. Usually if I've had too much to drink or if I'm like congested,
yeah.
And I'll snore. And then I feel bad because I've just been.
Oh, and we're like, no, I did not. I did not. There's no way I did that.
But let me tell you something. Telling men they snore is like a personal attack on their character.
Yeah.
They don't want to admit it. They do not want to acknowledge it. If you try for 1 second to talk about a sleep study or a fucking CPAP machine.
Oh my gosh.
Don't. What are you talking about? What do you mean? I'm fine. Everything's fine. Okay. Well, it just sounds like you're struggling for air.
Dorm room or
at CPAP? 2 a.m.
Like, I
know. This is an epidemic.
It is.
Among men.
It is.
Yeah.
Not fair. Yeah, Kelly recorded snoring once.
I do. Yes, I do.
We put it on the radio and the freak.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying
I don't think I do
snore.
It very much, though.
I don't do it a ton, but I definitely do it. But I also, too, have noticed that, like, there's not. I was like, I figured something out. You don't snore when you sleep on your side, but you snore when you sleep on your back. So let's just roll it on over. And I'm like, and preferably away from me.
Did he like that?
You go over there.
Did he like that suggestion?
No, he loves it. He loves all my recommendations.
Right.
Yeah. No, but I do snore. And it's, I mean, listen. And I have to get up and go to the bathroom a couple times, usually a night, because I have the smallest bladder.
And this
in
is the thing, Emily. We've got like 40
a lot of time
left. More years.
We do.
Plus whatever. A lot more time.
We do.
That's my only thing about the dorm room. I'm like, if you move out. Then when do you move back? Like, is that
I don't think
just,
you would ever move back.
Is that just it? Like, then.
Okay, but let's be real. Are you doing anything magical overnight?
No, but what I didn't like was, like, it'd be, like, put the kids to sleep straight to the dorm room. So there was no talking about the next day or, okay. like, plans or, like, watching a show. So then it's like we don't even communicate, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
And then in the morning, say it's a weekend, the kids come wake me up. And guess who's still snoozing in their dorm room with their posters on the wall? Not fair. Not fair.
Who does he have on the ceiling?
Well, this is just all in my hypothetical. It's like, I always joke. I'm like, you got your Pamela Anderson posters or Baywatch bikini
up on the ceiling?
Your dorm room. Yeah. So, no, he's back for now, but we'll see. If he keeps snoring, I'll kick him back
out. My whole thing is, if the dorm room works for you, fucking do it. Like I said, it's not like, I mean, Mike and I sleep in the same room, have since we got married, but it's not like anything magical is happening in there in the wee hours of the morning. I mean,
yeah,
we're doing that shit in the daylight.
Oh,
most times.
It was funny because when he was in his dorm room, it was like one night he like came. I was like, oh, is tonight the night? So you don't want to be in your dorm room? Like, no, that's not how this works. You choose the dorm room, you choose the dorm room.
Or you need to invite me to your dorm room. It's going to get kind of fun, actually.
Right. Wine and dine me.
Yes. Invite me to your dorm room.
Right.
Make me some ramen.
Don't just waltz on into my room and be like, I'm here.
Make me some
ramen. Like, I don't want to sleep with you every other night, except for when I get all horned up. Like, no, that's not how this works.
You need to make me some ramen noodles.
Yes. Cook me a steak.
Yeah.
Rub my back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this anyway. We devolved into something very special. Okay. Are we done?
We're done.
Dorm room snoring talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were going to talk about Wiki Feet, but I don't know if we have time.
Okay. Wiki
Feet. We can squeeze it in and then tease it.
Okay.
Because I don't.
You had your out time.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I always tell you 15 minutes really before.
Okay.
It's an old trick I used to use with one of my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And the same trick could be used on me.
Okay.
Just for the record. Okay. So Jasmine sent us. Okay. So we've often gotten weird messages about feet. People are obsessed with feet.
You know, that's true. But like, I don't know those people. Do you?
No.
I don't know any of them, but they're out there.
They're out there and they've reached out to you, right?
One did.
Okay. So I've gotten a few
okay.
over the years of people who are obsessed with feet. Okay. And some of them are like, just so gross. Like, can you send me a picture of your feet? Can you send me? And I'm like, delete. But this one guy, like, I will pay big money for your shoes. Like, and he was like, the older, the better. And he wants to see, like, you know, how your toes make imprints in your shoes. Like, and he wants, like, the deeper those are, the better.
Sick.
It's disgusting.
How much did you get?
I did a couple $1,000. But it is good to know that I have that in my back pocket. If I ever get desperate, that I can just start taking pictures of my feet or whatever and sending my old ass shoes.
Yeah.
But apparently there is a whole website devoted to these things.
Yeah.
And it's called WikiFeet. And our producer, Jasmine, told me about this and I was unaware of it. So I pulled it up, but I didn't like look at it like intently. But first of all, it says I'm a 12.
Okay, so you're bearing the lead here. You're on it.
So I'm on WikiFeet. Yes.
So someone put you on it.
So someone put me on WikiFeet.
Tell us what it looks like.
Okay. So you go to wikifeet.com. I don't know. She sent me the link. So it has like all kinds of pictures of me.
Celebrity search. You've made it, Emily.
Clearly I've arrived.
Emily Ratajkowski, like Emily Blunt. Emily Jones, you're right up there with the big dogs.
Such a big dog.
So these people find pictures of you where your feet are in
showing.
The picture.
Yes.
Your feet, your whole foot is showing with
right.
toes.
Which now is going to make me question every like picture I take.
Yeah.
I'm going to crop out my feet. Because it's just so strange to me.
Like, this is very creepy. Is this creeping you out?
It's very,
like,
of course,
this must
it's creepy.
Have been like what, like someone.
Well, but then I'm like, I only have a 4-star.
It must have been like a self tanner or something.
No, I forgot my shoes. I forgot my running shoes on the road one day.
Oh.
So I was laughing at myself.
Instagram?
Or Twitter back when I was
on
Twitter.
So there's some creeper.
Who, like, this was definitely not, maybe it was a Twitter post. I don't know. So I was taking a picture because I was laughing at myself that I had to go get tennis shoes because I didn't bring tennis shoes to go for a run on the road.
Yeah.
This was years and years and years
back
ago.
Like, ah,
there it is.
Now she's in more feet.
Workout shorts with her feet showing.
Gonna love this.
Yes. So first of all, my shoe size is not a 12. Birthplace, United States. It does have my correct birthday. But then now, and then, so this shows you my demented mind. So I'm only 4 stars.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my feet? What's wrong? Why am I not 5 stars?
On that.
I'm not working on dick. I am not
five
working on
5 stars is beautiful feet. You're at nice feet.
Nice. Okay. Nice feet.
Okay.
Also, the other things that are showing up on WikiFeet are, I mean, it's a little sus. Okay. Oh, yeah. But what I'm wondering is like, this is like,
there's comments.
Oh, no.
Someone said, beautiful lady, beautiful feet, .. Love her long toes.
So awful. I don't feel like my toes are that long.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they love her long toes.
Well, and also people are, like, I've told you how I feel about feet and toes and toenails. Like, I don't, it's not, none of them are okay with me. I don't want to see them. I don't want to touch them. I don't want to feel them. I don't want, feet belong on the ground.
Yeah.
They don't belong anywhere near anyone.
On WikiFeet.
Or on WikiFeet. So my question is, who created WikiFeet? And they have to be making money because they've got all kinds of ads running.
It's so creepy.
And like, then my third question is, how do I get, I don't have size 12 feet and it's making me angry.
I'm like, you're not like, how do I pull my shit off of this? You're like, how do they correct my size and give me another size. Star?
I mean, I'm not trying to fight a war. I'm just trying to win a battle here.
Right.
But yeah, it's very strange. Search you. Do you have a WikiFeet?
I don't think so. Hold on. I think Jasmine celebrity would have told us.
Oh, hell.
A celebrity.
No search results. Well, you don't show your feet that much.
I don't know about that. I don't have any idea how much I show my feet.
Well, anyway, WikiFeet people, I need to know who you are.
You are hula hooping with.
Oh my gosh.
Eric Nadel.
Nope, Tom Grieve.
Tom Grieve.
Can I tell you a story?
I can't know who that is.
Can I tell you a story about that? So we did this whole challenge. This is so random. So Tom Grieve and I did some kind of challenge where we hula hooped and then maybe like jump roped, pogo stick.
Yeah.
And Tom Grieve is in like some amazing kind of shape. Like mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And he still worked with the Rangers. And anyway, but I remember showing up for that shoot, and it was years and years ago. We were still at the old ballpark, and I had gone to a party or something the night before and was not feeling 100. And meanwhile, Tom had like practiced hula hooping, practiced pogo sticking.
Of course.
And I am just like literally trying to stay upright, and, like moving my hips and it's just falling down.
Can you hula hoop?
Puddle. Hula hooping is harder than you think.
I know.
You
I forget tried recently it. And it was so hard.
It's hard. You just have to get in the right rhythm. Yeah. Pogo sticking is that also very
song.
Hard. Yes. All the stars are... Whatever it says. All the stars are closer, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know the words.
It'd be a good hula hooping song.
Maybe I like that. Okay. I want you to go download that song. You're going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just rude.
Just like Jodeci.
Rude. Jodeci. Do not disparage Jodeci.
It's the same vibe.
I mean,
I know a lot of people love it. I'm sure it's great. It's just not my vibe. That's okay, right? It's just not my vibe.
Okay. You don't have to drag Jodeci's name through the mud. I did text one of my girlfriends and I was like, the only thing that could have made that halftime better was if Jodeci made a halftime appearance.
Yeah.
A surprise appearance.
It would have been made for you.
God, Jodeci's so amazing. Okay, so anyway, we need to go. We have just devolved into WikiFeet and Jodeci.
A lot's happened.
It has. But it's been good. It's good to catch up. We've got tons of stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. Robbie from Estill Dog Psychology is coming. He's going to talk to us about my dogs, about all dogs. My dogs have gotten so much better. I'm still.
Can he give us some like a good little like map, a good little guideline?
He can.
People that are lost.
He can. And he, He's going to come to my house, I think maybe next week before he comes on the show. But it's so much of it is just like we talked about with the kids, the consistency, the, you know, the structure, all that kind of stuff. And so that's what we're continuing to work with right now with the dogs at home is like, you know, you don't just open the door and let them out. You have them sit and then open the door. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Robbie's going to come on in a couple of weeks. I don't think we have anybody else lined up. We met some people when we were on Good Morning Texas that have a charity nonprofit that they've started because their baby was born with a condition that they didn't know about. We are going to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some things in the works.
Lila, we got lots of
Doogie.
Lots of. Oh, yeah. When is she coming on?
We sent her some dates, so we're waiting to hear back. But
so I was watching Yellowstone and they on Peacock or whatever. I think that's what I was watching on the streaming service. She has they have commercials like.
Oh, nice.
Consistently throughout Yellowstone. Like
big deal.
She's kind of a big deal.
She's kind of a big deal.
She's and Dallas, we're working on right?
Her big party. Yeah, she's Dallas. She's got a store in Highland Park Village.
Yeah, and party. You want to float that? Oh, and Ask the Moms.
And Ask the Moms this Wednesday.
Well, but this show's going to post after.
Oh, okay, so every Wednesday.
So I did a poll, and it's me first.
It is you first. You ready for this?
I think people.
Are you going to go live?
No. So what you do is you post the thing, and then you take questions, and then you answer them. I'll probably answer them on video because I don't have the bandwidth to like search for pictures and type shit. So I'll probably just answer.
Okay, cool. So, yeah.
This is just a whole, like, guinea pig project for us.
Yeah.
Ask the Moms. ATM. It's basically like ask ATM. Ask the Moms. Ask whatever you
want
to ask.
Ask Emily whatever you want. Ask her about her feet. Ask her about the Rangers. Ask her about her book club. Ask her about all the wine she drinks. Ask her whatever. Ask her about how she keeps her house that clean.
Okay.
That's what I would want to know. How do I do that? It's going to be cool. So the first one will have happened. And so by the time you're watching this, then you can get in some questions for next week for Emily or I, and we'll be doing it every week.
We're going to try for Wednesdays, right?
Yeah, Wednesdays.
Okay. Might as well.
Let's Wednesday do it. ATMs.
Okay. Thanks for being with us and hanging. We went a long time, but it was good. These are always good for us to catch up.
It is good.
Yeah. To just go on random tangents.
That's right.
And listen to Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see you next week. We'll be back here in studio once again.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's. Oh my God, that drives me crazy.
A lot of people say that.
Not Valentine's.
No, it's not Valentine's.
It's Valentine's.
It's Valentine's.
Valentine's. Okay, happy Valentine's Day. Mom game out.
Mom game out.